Melody Gardot, your accident when you were 18 really did change your life. And during your recovery, it was music that you used as therapy. So I put it to you, are you making music for us, the audience, or are you just making it for yourself?
I never set out to make music for anybody but myself. And I don't mean that in a way that is in a disregard. But when I left the studio and said that this first record was going to be done, it was because I listened to it and I liked it and I thought that that was the best I could do. And that kind of work ethic for my one and only thrill and also for this last record is the same. I don't know how you could explain it. I'm conscious of the fact that I'm going to have to perform these things because I want to be able to go and perform them. Mm. And that makes for a different kind of performance, you know, when you're making a record. But I'm more concerned about songs, and it's not motivated by the desire to remain in one particular place. It's just a constant need to get out what is stuck in my head and needs to exist. I make music because it's a consequence of my reaction to the world. I don't call up a friend when something goes wrong. I don't call up, you know, and gossip about what's happening. I sit down at an instrument and I think, and that's where my greatest conclusions about existence happen to come from, especially over a piano.
So I'm wondering whether perhaps there may be a song at some point about road noise, children playing, and the clatter of a subway or something. That'll be what...
I wouldn't dare to be so daft.
Let's talk about The Absence, the new album. It's almost as if you took a student's gap year. So you've taken a year of travelling. Was that specifically to look for inspiration to create music, or was it, again, more healing for you?
Well, there's two parts to that. We were touring for like 3 years, and it got to the point where when I landed and I put my bags down, I was still packing them up, even though I didn't have to go anywhere for a few months, every night for the first two nights. And then on the third day, I woke up and I realized, whoa, you're in a funk, girl. You need to just put your bags, open them up, take your things out, and relax. But also it was a need to reshape my bag, you know, because when I first came onto the stage, I had a million ideas and I tried them all and I did them all and I finished tour and I did everything I could to apply exactly what I knew to every single circumstance I had encountered. Mm. And by the time we finished in Germany, you couldn't touch us. We were like notes between the notes. We were getting an applause. It was nuts. It was a crazy and beautiful and wonderful end of our tour. And you reach that high and then you realize, okay, well, now you got to go up. But you got to do it with new material, and that means reinvention. And I think that reinvention was important because if I were to go and jump into the studio right after we did that, it wouldn't have been a change. It would have been a duplication. And I'm not interested in making the same record twice.